Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. According to some historians, the single most vital food is something you wouldn't want to eat in abundance, something you couldn't live without, and something whose absence would have stifled trade and travel from the dawn of history onwards. And that crucial food is salt. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino of Corks and Abercrombie, you can't leave home without it.
Yeah, I'm not sure how many tons of salt we use annually in the kitchens. But, you know, there's always a lot to talk about when it comes to something like this. So we have Adam Borden, our favorite food guy, who's been out there checking out and looking for different salts.
Yeah, I'm amazed at how many salts are out there, Adam, because my repertoire was like about three. Well, there's a lot more than that.
Thanks for having me back. You know, as we were talking about it, we're not just talking about Morton's.
Yeah. Right.
And there is a ton of variety out there. So the conventional salt that we all probably have is an iodized salt, something that was developed for a variety of reasons.
Yeah. I mean, basically salt comes in two forms or found in two ways, either evaporated from some sort of existing salt water or mined from an old sea that had evaporated on its own and now sits kind of lodged in the ground. And so, you know, it's not something we can make. There's actually just, you know, enough salt out there for us to go find. Iodized salt, the one that we're used to, is a very processed product. It's 99.999% pure, and it's got potassium iodine added to it for health reasons, like we put vitamin D in milk. They say it prevented goiter and mental illness. I'm not sure about that, but that's not what we want to talk about because I personally don't like that salt. I never cook with it. The next up would be kosher salt, which is another thing that's, again, very pure and very manufactured. But that's, again, great for cooking, but not something that we want to talk about.
Well, when I went shopping in France, I saw something called fleur de sel that really captured my imagination. What is that?
Fleur de sel is an evaporated salt, just as Jerry said. The salt is brought in into tidal pools, and then the water evaporates, and you end up with these large mounds of salt that contain some impurities. Depending on the type of fleur de sel, it could be something that's refined into more of a white product, or it could retain a little bit more moisture in some of the gray.
Now, Jerry, do you use a salt like fleur de sel the same way as others, or does a chef approach it differently?
Yeah, I mean, things like fleur de sel, I think, and a lot of the other salts we're going to talk about, I consider them finishing salts. Those are salts I put on the product when I'm done. Kosher salt is what I use during the cooking process. I mean, again, there's all different reasons, but since fleur de sel is an evaporator salt, it's going to have a different flavor besides just the pure salt. And so you have to be careful if you're adding that to your dish. You want to make sure you want your dish to taste like that if you're adding it during the cooking process.
So I guess that appearance matters with some salts. Are there any that are kind of unusual?
Sure. Yeah, there's a salt, for example, coming out of Cyprus where they let the water evaporate for about 2 years in a series of greenhouses.
Wow.
And through that slow process, you end up with what looks like snowflakes.
Yeah.
It's really beautiful. It's very pure, and typically you would crumble it or you'd put it in a salt grinder. There are a number of pink and red salts, depending on the amount of clay that is in the product.
There's all sorts of things. If you fly into San Francisco and look out the window, there's a bunch of tidal pools that Cargill owns that they are evaporating salt, and they're different colors in the pools.
I've seen those.
They're different colors because different microbes grow at different salinity.
How about
and
that?
They take about 5 years to go through those pools and evaporate their salt right out in San Francisco. So there's so much stuff out there. I mean, we got to have another show, I think, right?
Yeah, I think we
need
to.
We need Adam back to really talk about the salts we can use to cook.
And we're going to find out more about that. Well, Adam, thanks for being with us, and come back.
Thanks so much. I look forward to it.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White, for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.